round, it's a curtain crown. And our tired temples try and wear it proud. Cause you get away from all you made, all the kids' mistakes you were taught to make. Well, we don't look back, cause we don't need that. And we're going too fast, and we don't. I'm driven to do. And when we then lie still, I still feel the road go and them spinning wheels. And them spinning.
And now, the thrilling conclusion to Cuckoos in Space!
You know, folks, one night a spell back, I was woke up right in the middle of the night by the god-darndest noises a body ever heard. It seemed to come from the kitchen, so I tiptoed down and I peeked through the door. Now, folks, you ain't gonna believe this. And I was cold sober, too. But my kitchen had been invaded by these little teeny-bitsy space mice. There was four of them. And they just looked right at me and, well, here's what they said.
Wow, there's a people. You are an Earthman people, ain't you, mister? I'm Speedy Space Mouse.
I'm Funky Space Mouse.
Space Mouse,
and this is our cousin. Tell him your name, cousin.
My name, Jose's Baby Mouse.
We are little space mice. We'll be leaving soon. Can you direct us to the moon? Tell us, Mr. Earthman. Tell us, will you please? Is it true that the moon?
but it's true. And I seen it myself. No. They hung around just long enough to learn to rock and roll. They said they may come back again. They kind of dug this swinging place. You know, I thought I'd die when they said goodbye and went rocking into space.
Oh, you guys have cute space mice on your planet. That's nice. I like this jungle.
Uh-oh, here come the googly gogglies.
Are they dangerous?
Yes.
Let's get out of here! Hey, do you guys have radio on your planet?
Yes, a little bit.
Oh, wow. What's the number of your favorite radio station here on Google Goggle Dee Goo?
MMSDRI 3455555101087.
Okay, cool. Can you type that into your radio or whatever you call it?
Sure.
I think it'd be cool to hear some alien music.
Typed it in.
Oh, I can hear something. Music is weird. What was that song called?
Chewing gum from outer space.
Really? And what's the band called?
Blassie and the Unicorns.
Wow, weird. Oh, here comes another weird alien song. What's this one called?
Doc Hawson and Rockman Space Rock.
Wow. Wow, that was very different than music on Earth. You should hear what we think space music sounds like. Oh, actually, here, I have my Discman here in my pocket. If you put these on...
Oh, what are these?
Well, these are headphones. So if you put them on your ears... They'll cover over two of your ears anyways. You'll be able to hear this music. And this is what we thought space music would sound like. It's from a movie called Star Wars. You should see that sometime. It'll probably be really funny to you. Oh, geez, look at the time. We better get home. We're going to be late for lunch.
Okay, come in the spaceship.
Okay. All right. Okay, are you going to start it up?
Sure.
Oh, I hear the engine starting. And away we go!
Their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going UFOing. We're trying salt supplying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going UFOing. Trying, salt supplying. We'll glide across the skies. Nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO. We're going to UFO. We're trying, salt supplying. Across the skies, nobody will believe their eyes. Just when they think they've seen us, we'll zoom away to Venus. One moment we're in Mexico, like that we're over Idaho. Just tell me where you wanna go in my UFO.
Are we there yet? Wait, do you know where you're going?
Sure. Just take a left turn on Albuquerque, or is it a right turn?
What do you mean? Are we lost?
Maybe.
Lost in Space?
Out of the sky and out of time, coming to see all that they can't find. UFO, flying bum, they go to the moon now, they've been to the sun. Please, please take me along. Now listen, from the future time, we'll be right back.
Ever gonna find our way home in all this blackness? Oh, brother, if I had only... Wait. Isn't that... Is that the moon?
Yeah.
Out of that portal, I'm pretty sure that's the moon. Here, I'm gonna get my spacesuit on, and I'm gonna go outside and take a look. I'm gonna have a little spacewalk. Okay, I'm outside, can get a better look. Oh, yeah, that's the moon. Oh, what a relief. That means we're close to home. And what's that on the moon? It looks like a lady. And some animals? Like, it looks like she's singing a song. I can almost hear it from out here.
Oh, I see animals! Let's take a walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on! trip, I'm sure to meet my friends. From the sky they fly high, this is hello from them. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little cow, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da. And that's what she said to me. Quack 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 quack. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little chickadee, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da.
fun, what fun.
We'll be dancing on the moon.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy.
It's gonna happen pretty soon.
Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Wow.
Down in the middle of a big moon crater.
Wow.
Oh, we'll be doing the twist and the mashed potato.
Mashed potato, yeah, yeah, yeah. A mashed potato.
Okay, I'm coming back in. Ah, that's better. Get that helmet off.
Wanna know why the cow jumps over the moon?
Oh, why? Why does the cow jump over the moon?
Because there's a moo in moon.
Moo in moon. I get it. That's true. All right, well, let's head back to Earth now. We're gonna be late for lunch. Hey, wait a minute. Do you see somebody following us? It looks like there's a tiny little spacecraft. Can you see that?
Yes.
It's going just a little bit slower than us. Maybe if I turn on the intergalactic radio receptor, we can see if they're trying to contact us. Hold on a second. Let me tune it in. Okay, we're coming in. We're entering the Earth's atmosphere. Ooh, it's getting warmer in here. We're going faster. Going faster. I hope we don't crash. Ooh. What a ride. Where are we? Looks like we're in a city. Oh, okay. Let's open the door and step outside. Hey, what's that up in the sky? Are those little guys that were following us? That were singing about peace?
Yeah.
Oh, they're gonna crash land too. Look out, little fellas. Oh, man. Hey, the door to their spaceship is opening. And what's that coming out? Oh, no, it's a... I've heard a song about that.
While I was walking down the street one dark and stormy night, I saw a flying saucer land. Oh, it was such a sight. It spun around and opened up, and much to my surprise, I discovered a right before my eyes.
Oh, I discovered a right before my eyes.
I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. I turned around and got right out a running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the, he turned around and ran.
Oh, when I showed him the, he turned around and ran.
I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go.
Oh, get out of here with that, and take it down below.
The moral of the story is, if you're out on the town, and you should see a saucer land, or even coming down, don't stop, don't wait, don't look inside, that's my advice to you.
Cause you'll never get rid of that, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of that, no matter what you do.
What is that?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask Rowan. Hey, Rowan, what do you think that was that they're singing about in the song?
I don't know.
Well, what's your guess?
I don't know.
Take a guess.
A bum ba bum.
You call that a guess? I think you have guessophobia. In my mind, I kind of picture some kind of slime ball or something. Some sort of green slime, perhaps.
Open the door, you'll find the secret. To find the answer is to keep it. You'll believe it when you find something screaming across your mind. What can it be? What is the reason? Is this the end to all the reason? Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Dreams lie. For thousands of years, sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere. And now it's here.
talking to all the leaders? Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead?
What an adventure. But we still don't know who's inside that tiny UFO. Maybe a story would help us figure it out. Yes, that's right. It's time for Cuckoo Story Time.
This is the castle of Noggin the Nog. Noggin the Nog lived here a long time ago. Noggin the Nog and his son Knut looked up at the moon and the stars. Knut said, "Are there people on the moon? What is the moon made of?" Noggin said, "I do not know. It looks like a big lump of cheese shining in the sky. But I do not think it is a lump of cheese." Queen Nuka called to them. "It's bedtime for Knut. Tomorrow he's to lead old Fatty to the new horse trough. He must come in now and go to bed." The next morning the woodworkers and the bricklayers were up early. They finished the new horse trough in the town square and filled it with water. Old Fatty was Noggin's horse. Knut put on his best clothes and led Old Fatty to the town square. Old Fatty was going to be the very first horse to drink at the new horse trough. As Knut led Old Fatty to the new horse trough, the band played loud music on their big curly trumpets. Suddenly, they all stopped playing and looked up. A thing was falling from the sky. A round, shiny, silver thing. The thing landed in the new horse trough with a splash that made all the people and Old Fatty very wet. The thing looked like a silver ball. It lay in the horse trough. It did not move. It made noises. It blew bubbles. The Nogs were afraid. They hid behind a wall. Thorn Oxen said, "I think there's something inside that thing." Then the top of the ball lifted up. Out climbed an animal. It looked like a mouse, a very large mouse with a very long nose. The mouse was wearing a coat. It climbed down and drank at the new horse trough. Noggin said, "Speak to it, Thorn Oxen. Go and ask it why it has come here." "Do not be afraid, Thorn Oxen." But Thorn Oxen was afraid. Thorn Oxen drew his sword. He went to speak to the mouse, but he held his sword in front of him. The mouse touched the point of the sword. The point of the sword was sharp. The mouse squeaked and ran away. "Come back, mouse," shouted the children as they ran after it. "Come back, little mouse." The mouse ran faster. It didn't like to be chased by children and dogs. The mouse saw a tree with a hole near the top of it. It ran up the tree and jumped into the hole. It looked out of the hole and saw the children and dogs looking up. Knut said, "We will soon catch that mouse." He fetched a bird cage. The children stood on each other's shoulders so that he could climb up. "Come out, little mouse," said Knut. "Come out, we will not hurt you." Knut put his hand into the hole. "Ow, it bites," he shouted. Knut took hold of the mouse by the scruff of its neck and lifted it out of the hole. He put the mouse in the cage and shut the door. "What are you doing?" shouted Noggin. "What have you done?" shouted Nuka. The children said, "Knut climbed up and caught the mouse for you. Here it is in a cage." You must not do things like that, said Nuka. The mouse has come to see us. We must not chase it into a hole and put it in a cage. Nuka opened the door of the cage. Knut said, be careful, it bites. Nuka said, it will not bite me. The mouse did not bite Nuka. The mouse sat on Nuka's hand. Come into the castle, little mouse. We will try and find you something nice to eat, she said. Noggin gave the mouse a biscuit. It did not like biscuits. Do you like jam? Asked Knut. The mouse put out its tongue and tasted the jam. It hated the taste of jam. Nuka gave it a hot sausage. Ugh! It cried and jumped onto the windowsill. The mouse looked out and saw something it liked. It jumped out of the window. Noggin and Nuken and Knut ran down into the garden. They found the mouse in the flower bed. The mouse was eating moon daisies. The mouse liked eating moon daisies. Nuka said to the mouse, where do you come from? The mouse pointed to the moon. So you are a moon mouse, said Nuka. Do you want to go back to the moon, or do you want to stay here? The mouse did not answer. It took Nuka's hand and pulled. Together they ran to the town. The moon mouse led Nuka to the grocer's shop. It climbed on the counter and looked along the shelves. It chose some oil. It chose some vinegar. It chose a big box of soap flakes. The moon mouse led the way back to the horse trough. Noggin and Nuka followed. After them came the grocer, who carried the jar of oil, Knut, who carried the box of soap flakes, and the grocer's brother, who carried a jug of vinegar, and a little girl who carried a funnel. The moon mouse climbed onto the horse trough. It pulled out the stoppers of three holes in a silver ball. Into one hole it poured vinegar. Into another hole it poured oil. Into the third hole it poured the soap flakes. Knut and the other children picked a lot of moon daisies. They gave the moon daisies to the moon mouse to eat on the way home. The moon mouse climbed into the ball. It took out a bright stone and gave it to Nuka. It was a jewel, a moonstone. Goodbye, mouse, said Noggin and Nuka. Do come and see us again. Noggin shook hands with the mouse. The mouse closed the lid. The silver ball made noises. It blew bubbles. The band played loud music. The Nog shouted, goodbye, moon mouse. Go home safely. Goodbye, goodbye. The silver ball gurgled and roared. Suddenly it shot up into the sky on top of a cloud of bubbles, which covered the Nogs and filled the curly trumpets of the band. By the time they blew away the bubbles, the silver ball and the mouse were gone.
That was the story of Noggin and the Moon Mouse by Oliver Postgate and Peter Furman. And that's all the time we have today.